Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Part A. Activity 1. Read items 1A and 2A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B or C, for each item.
The UN scaled new heights on Tuesday after a peak in the Kyrgyz Mountains was named after the global organization. The news came on Tuesday as UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited Kyrgyzstan. The summit, now known as UN Peak, stands at a height of 5,567 meters above sea level. After accepting the honor, Mr. Guterres said that it should be a reminder to UN workers to always look up, to aspire, and to make progress together, step by step.
Listen again and check your answers.
The UN scaled new heights on Tuesday after a peak in the Kyrgyz Mountains was named after the global organization. The news came on Tuesday as UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited Kyrgyzstan. The summit, now known as UN Peak, stands at a height of 5,567 meters above sea level. After accepting the honor, Mr. Guterres said that it should be a reminder to UN workers to always look up, to aspire, and to make progress together, step by step.
Read items 3A and 4A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Finally, to Paris, where the Olympic Games are due to start on Friday, and where UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will issue a call for peace for all. Just as the kings of ancient Greece agreed to stop fighting to allow their athletes and spectators to participate in the Games, the Secretary General urged all those at war today to respect the spirit of the Olympic truce, to lay down their arms.
Listen again and check your answers.
Finally, to Paris, where the Olympic Games are due to start on Friday, and where UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will issue a call for peace for all. Just as the kings of ancient Greece agreed to stop fighting to allow their athletes and spectators to participate in the Games, the Secretary General urged all those at war today to respect the spirit of the Olympic truce, to lay down their arms.
Activity 2. Read items 5A to 7A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
So the early internet was incredible, and the millennials grew up with it, and it didn't harm their mental health at all. And a point that I come back to again and again in The Anxious Generation is that when smartphones and social media came in the 2000s, that really changed everything. Our relation to technology changed. technology was no longer a servant that we called on when we needed something. But once we got smartphones with the App Store and hundreds, thousands of apps and notifications, now there was the opportunity for companies to use us. There was the opportunity for Facebook to worked out the mechanics of this first. Many other companies adopted it, and then the race was on. In 2010, most teens, a great majority, had a flip phone, limited data, no front-facing camera. They used the phone to text each other and to call. That was it. By 2015, most teens, over 70%, have a smartphone. Most have an Instagram account, especially the girls. They have high-speed data plans. And so now it's possible for the first time to be online all the time. The millennials couldn't do that. Gen Z could and did.
Listen again and check your answers.
So the early internet was incredible, and the millennials grew up with it, and it didn't harm their mental health at all. And a point that I come back to again and again in The Anxious Generation is that when smartphones and social media came in the 2000s, that really changed everything. Our relation to technology changed. Technology was no longer a servant that we called on when we needed something. But once we got smartphones with the App Store and hundreds, thousands of apps and notifications, now there was the opportunity for companies to use us. There was the opportunity for Facebook to, worked out the mechanics of this first. Many other companies adopted it, and then the race was on. In 2010, most teens, a great majority, had a flip phone, limited data, no front-facing camera. They used the phone to text each other and to call. That was it. By 2015, most teens, over 70%, have a smartphone. Most have an Instagram account, especially the girls. They have high-speed data plans. And so now it's possible for the first time to be online all the time. The millennials couldn't do that. Gen Z could and did.
Read items 8A to 10A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
And you call Gen Z the anxious generation. That's the title of your book. So tell us, who is the anxious generation? What marks the beginning in your mind? And how did we get here?
The teen mental health crisis began in 2013. That's when all the numbers begin going up. In 2011, there's no sign of a problem. 2013, 2014 is when everything goes up. And I think it's because the millennials went through puberty on the early internet. Puberty is an incredibly important period of brain development. Millennials went through with flip phones and the early internet, and they came out fine. Their mental health is good. Gen Z, I think, is defined by the fact that they went through puberty on social media many hours a day. And that messes you up socially, developmentally, and I think neurologically.
Listen again and check your answers.
And you call Gen Z the anxious generation. That's the title of your book. So tell us, who is the anxious generation? What marks the beginning in your mind? And how did we get here?
The teen mental health crisis began in 2013. That's when all the numbers begin going up. In 2011, there's no sign of a problem. 2013, 2014 is when everything goes up. And I think it's because the millennials went through puberty on the early internet. Puberty is an incredibly important period of brain development. Millennials went through with flip phones and the early internet, and they came out fine. Their mental health is good. Gen Z, I think, is defined by the fact that they went through puberty on social media many hours a day. And that messes you up socially, developmentally, and I think neurologically.
Activity 3. Read items 11A to 14A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Of all the world's birds, surely none is as well known or as well loved as the swallow. That's partly down to its ubiquity. No other songbird has been seen in all seven continents, even Antarctica. And also its sheer elegance as it floats through summer skies, hawking for flies and insects. But the real reason I love the swallow is because it's one of the world's greatest global travelers. After leaving my Somerset village in September, they fly all the way to South Africa to enjoy a second spring and summer before returning here next spring to breed. That's a round trip of 20,000 kilometers. Not bad for a bird weighing just 20 grams, roughly the same as half a packet of crisps. En route, they cross seas and deserts, lakes and mountains, bringing joy to the lives of all who encounter them. Unlike us, they ignore the artificial borders which separate the world's nations and the conflicts which arise within. It makes me wonder why we can't learn a lesson from this little bird and live together in peace wherever we are. Activity 4. Read items 15A to 17A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Europeans have always had a rather ambivalent attitude towards the wolf. If you go back far enough in time to the period of the Romans, for example, for the Romans, the wolf was an object of admiration, and it was the warlike, noble quality of the wolf that the Romans admired, and they sought inspiration in it for their legions as they marched off trying to conquer most of the known world at the time. But if you fast forward through history a little bit and arrive at the Middle Ages, for example, we find that by then the admiration has given way to fear. Wolves were dangerous animals that lived in dark forests. And as a result, people at the time did pretty much everything they could to try and exterminate the wolf. And by the end of the 19th century, the wolf in Western Europe was pretty much extinct.
Read items 18A to 20A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Now, wolves did remain in the wild in the east of Europe, and that was mainly because, quite simply, there was more space, and particularly when they were persecuted, the wolves could always escape further east to the Russian steppes. Then if we go further forward in history again to around about the 1970s, we see another change in European attitudes to the wolf. Thanks to the work of international organisations like WWF, and thanks also to the popularity of nature programmes, people began to understand more the importance of protecting all wild animals. And as a result, the wolf in Western Europe started to stage something of a comeback.
Part B. Activity 1. Read items 1B to 5B. Listen and fill in the gaps.
Let's talk about the way they treated you. 544 days is a long time. The psychological mistreatment was endless. They lied to you. They threatened you. They played constant games with you. Talk a little bit about that.
At certain points, they would tell me, you're going to be released tomorrow. Other times, they say, you're going to spend the rest of your life here.
To B.
Do you have any memories of Vietnam?
I have only flashes of memory because I came when I was 4 years of age. For example, I remember we were on a boat leaving Saigon on the last day in April 1975, and I remember being on a barge and a smaller boat of refugees trying to come up to us, and I remember sailors shooting at this boat. And so I told my brother, who was 7 years older, and he said...
Three B.
Smallpox is caused by a moderately contagious virus known as variola major. It's transmitted almost exclusively through human-to-human contact, and the symptoms can vary somewhat among victims. Generally, though, they include headache, backache, fever, vomiting, malaise, followed by a painful and often a very, very hideous rash.
Four B.
It was also fierce, so terribly fierce, a symphony of fire. It was combined arms at its most lethal, the relentless orchestration of air, armor, artillery, infantry, and all the other killing modalities. It was joint, with the Army complemented by Navy, Air Force, and Marine aircraft.
Five B.
They had in common a passion to discover whatever it was they were interested in. So that differed, though, for people. You know, for Matthew Henson, it was a drive to be the first person to reach the North Pole. For Amelia Earhart, her drive was to circumnavigate the globe. for Sally Ride. Her drive was to go into that frontier of space. But some surprising traits might be flexibility or adaptability. So you have to really be able to change when things might go wrong during your expedition.
Listen again and check your answers. One B.
Let's talk about the way they treated you. 544 days is a long time. One of the things that jumps out is it seems like there were some lines they really carefully did not cross. They did not physically mistreat or torture you. But the psychological mistreatment was endless. They lied to you. They threatened you. They played constant games with you. Talk a little bit about that.
At certain points, they would tell me, you're going to be released tomorrow. Other times they say, you're going to spend the rest of your life here.
To B.
Do you have any memories of Vietnam?
I have only flashes of memory because I came when I was 4 years of age. For example, I remember we were on a boat leaving Saigon on the last day in April 1975, and I remember being on a barge and a smaller boat of refugees trying to come up to us, and I remember sailors shooting at this boat. And so I told my brother, who was 7 years older, and he said...
Three B.
Smallpox is caused by a moderately contagious virus known as variola major. It's transmitted almost exclusively through human-to-human contact, and the symptoms can vary somewhat among victims. Generally, though, they include headache, backache, fever, vomiting, malaise, followed by a painful and often a very, very hideous rash.
Four B.
It was also fierce, so terribly fierce, a symphony of fire. It was combined arms at its most lethal, the relentless orchestration of air, armor, artillery, infantry, and all the other killing modalities. It was joint, with the Army complemented by Navy, Air Force, and Marine aircraft.
Five B.
They had in common a passion to discover whatever it was they were interested in. So that differed, though, for people. You know, for Matthew Henson, it was a drive to be the first person to reach the North Pole. For Amelia Earhart, her drive was to circumnavigate the globe. For Sally Ride, her drive was to go into that frontier of space. But some surprising traits might be flexibility or adaptability. So you have to really be able to change when things might go wrong during your expedition.
Activity 2. Read items 6B to 10B. Listen once and fill in the gaps.
Every evening at dusk, the jackals howl in unison, their cry echoing through the foothills of the Taietos Mountains. After a couple of minutes, they stop, just as suddenly as they started, before other sounds take over. Owls, swallows, church bells, and stray dogs. I would like to think this ancient evergreen landscape of oak, olive, and cypresses appears much the same as it did to Spartan eyes. My husband and I were given the keys to the house last April. Buying the house was a protracted, challenging affair, the usual humps and bumps of Greek bureaucracy. We learned that the little Greek we had thought to have mastered is useless when faced with proper speakers. In Kardemili, where shops and cafes line the pavements, English is ubiquitous. But not up here, and we have struggled. During the first couple of weeks, we were the only inhabitants of the whole village, with its dozen stone houses, some in derelict state. There were days when we heard nothing apart from the howling of the wind and saw no one. Then there were the less welcome visitors. A snake, a scorpion, a wild boar. But none of it mattered, then or now.
Λήξη της εξέτασης.